Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we talk about the kingdom keys given to the rock that our church was built on. And our practice begins in chapter 16 of the Gospel of Matthew, with verses 18 through 20. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Messiah. So we believe that he's the Messiah, and then we understand why I became a Catholic. Today's practice tells it best. Because of what Jesus said, and so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. For some reason, this doesn't seem to be enough for some who choose not to believe. They want to believe, but only in their way of understanding, which is really too bad, for they forego the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist and have a little bread and wine sometimes, instead of receiving him every single day. Jesus tells Peter that he would build his church, and whatever decision Peter makes regarding his church, Jesus would bind on earth and bind in heaven. Let me say that in more layman terms so you can understand it better. Jesus gives his permission to create the church as Peter saw fit. And Jesus would honor those decisions for all time on earth and in heaven. The church and its customs were created by the man who became its first vicar on earth, anointed by Jesus in his own words with very exact meanings that not a soul can take away or add to in any fashion. I remind you from John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. His Eucharist. That's Jesus said, he is the only way to heaven. And each and every gospel writer concludes this, even speaking of the traditions created to secure the truth of salvation by the church he erected with his own men. I remind each and every one to reflect on 2 Thessalonians 14 through 17, where tradition by the church was okayed by Jesus, as Paul reminds us to stand fast and hold on to the truth of his redemption, preached by his church and by his gospel writers. Amen. To this end, Jesus also called you through our gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught, either by oral statement or by a letter of ours. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, and daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Praying for Cheryl and Joe and Jesus' precious blood by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 16 with verses 18 through 20. The title says it all, of a two-stanza poem with a one-lined ending, Kingdom Keys Given. Peter, you, say I, rock, are you? Church, mine, build, prevail not, netherworld gates subdued. Kingdom keys given, earth bind, whatever you. Heaven bound, through and through. Heaven loosed, earth loosed too. Messiah, was he speaking the truth? Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 6, 2023. Recording this morning at Eagles, Angels time with the Eagles, 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you have an awesome day in the Lord and find the truth in your discoveries of daily love of Jesus. Remember, he only built one church, and he continues to lift that church up each and every day through his own directions and his own guidance, and by his own writers who wrote the New Testament from beginning to end. We pray that you come to understand that the real presence of Jesus is here, and traditions are a part of the church, which is foundation from the very beginning. Amen. We close at 8:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, John. Jesus. Amen.